Topeka, or anywhere out of town would be the same right here in Emporia? Chemo doses are strictly given by your weight and height, no matter where you receive them. Why travel far when the best in cancer care is right here in your own community at Central Care Cancer Center? That goes for second opinions as well. There's no need to travel when you can call Central Care today. 342-1117. We're here for you. Bilingual services and telehealth also available.
And Central Care Cancer Center, they will be in this morning with the Talk of Emporia right here at KVOE. Well, let me see, update to $200 on the Avora Wheeler Pie right now, and I think we're still at $50 on the Set Pan of Cinnamon Rolls. Those are delightfully delicious, too. So all money raised goes to Special Olympics here this morning. So your support greatly appreciated for Ron's Ride. So you can text us, 620-342-5863 with your bid, and we'll be taking the bids until 9 a.m. this morning. Okay?
All righty.
Get those bids in. Again, we're, I think, at 200 on the pie and 50 on the cinnamon rolls. So until 9 o'clock this morning, Evora does, of course, masterful work.
Oh, yes.
With the pies and cinnamon rolls. There's no doubt about that. So get your bids in. You can call us here, 342-1400, or you can text in those bids, 620-342-5863. It is 827.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 827, we're pleased to be joined by Marvin and Ann Hunt because we got big celebrations taking place in Eskridge next month.
Yeah, Saturday, July 10th, it sounds like. Marvin, good morning.
Hey, Marvin.
Good morning.
And Ann, hello to you.
Hello to you.
Hey, glad to have you on board, and glad that organizers of the Eskridge Bandstand Celebration reached out to us. Marvin, what makes this such a big deal here for the town of Eskridge?
Well, several things, and we really appreciate you folks giving us a call and wanting to learn more about the event. We decided at some point that we would work with small communities as best we can to have cultural and musical exchanges. And I grew up in Eskridge on a farm and ranching operation out south of town. And we would always cruise to Emporia and shop and have fun and stuff down in Emporia. And my folks lived there for 31 years after we sold the farm. So I have a lot of connections down in the Emporia area. But the bandstand in the park in Eskridge had, you know, fallen into disrepair over the years, like most buildings, and they got the bandstand on the National Historic Register a few years ago, and this team of young women, and I guess there's a man or two on the team, too, Jennifer Krause and Annie Compton up in Eskridge, decided they'd take it upon themselves to start the Eskridge Park Foundation and revitalize the bandstand and a bunch of other stuff. They wanted to build some sidewalks and create new bathrooms and just all sorts of neat things for the park. So we thought, man, that's a project we can really get a grip on and help with.
And let's talk about some of those the renovation processes so far, and I guess maybe what was done to the bandstand or what's being done to the bandstand here that's leading up to the celebration next month.
Well, the bandstand was originally written in, what, 1900?
It was built in 1903. Yeah.
And in recent years, it really needed some refurbing, and so that was kind of spearheaded a lot of the effort because they didn't want to tear it down because it's a historical structure. And so that helped them start thinking about a beginning thing in the park to start fixing up. So we heard about it, and then we found out about Annie Compton and her group, and we said, we'll try to help you celebrate it when you get it fixed up. And it is. They did complete it. We have gone over and seen it. It looks beautiful. They did a wonderful job, don't you think, Marvin?
They did. They got grant money from multiple sources.
Right.
And it looks brand new, basically.
It does.
But it's
yeah.
The same beautiful historical structure. So they did a really great job.
And they have historical pictures of when it was first built and then when it kind of was down and needed to be built back up, and now the after picture. So it's really fun to look at those.
Eskridge Bandstand Celebration, save the date, Saturday, July 10th, noon until 8, and they need that much time because, Marvin, it sounds like you have quite a lineup set to perform on July 10th.
Yeah, we're very excited. I must say that the National Endowment of the Arts, in conjunction with the Kansas Department of Commerce, through a program called the Kansas Creative Arts Industries Commission. That's a lot of words, but basically the National Endowment of the Arts with the Department of Commerce here in the state, they promote cultural and musical events, and they have a visiting artists program. And we worked in conjunction with Americana Music Academy here in Lawrence. We live outside of Lawrence and between kind of Lawrence and Overbrook, and we worked with Americana as a nonprofit to help, and Max Paley runs that, and Max and we put together a grant to these to the Kansas Department of Commerce, and they funded the musical acts, which we were greatly appreciative of. And our acts, we own a record label called House Rent Records, and on our label is several groups. We have the House Jumpers, which is a rhythm and blues and early rock and roll and blues kind of band. With a Twist is a duo, and With a Twist plays traditional kind of, standards and all sorts of jazz, light jazz and stuff like that. Zydeco To Go is another band, and Zydeco To Go is Cajun music. It's a duo, really a lot of fun. They're just so much fun. Mm-hmm. They toss their hats into the crowd to kids and have a washboard where you've probably seen, like, in New Orleans style, where they have thimbles on their fingers and play the washboard.
They get everybody up and dancing, whether they want to or not.
And let's see, Stan Unruh is a solo artist. He's a folk singer and storyteller. Kelly Wirtz, who's down from the Matfield Green area now, and he's a folk artist. Alexa Dawson, now that's one you guys might be interested in, because Alexa is from Emporia.
Very good. She's very good.
Yeah, she does indigenous cultural stories and songs, kind of folk music with that perspective. And then Spencer and Rains are really a popular old-time fiddle and guitar duo. They've really got a lot of notoriety around the area, and they're headlining the show, Spencer and Rains. And they're also doing a workshop because we wanted this to be something that families could attend, and children and everybody could come and enjoy.
All ages.
Yeah, it's for definitely all ages appropriate. And so the two workshops are going to be Spencer and Rains telling stories and playing music about and kind of incorporating music into their stories. And then Jamming with Josh. There's a guy named Josh Connor who creates musical instruments. They're percussion instruments that are very creative, and he's going to play those instruments, and they're kind of like sound objects, just things that you can tap on and stuff.
It's very kid-friendly, and the children just love it, and he's a middle school science teacher, and so he knows how to get the kids out there and get them connected and having fun and jamming, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Before we let you guys go, I wanted to ask you, Ann, here about really how the bandstand's renovation process and really that immediate area process is maybe helping to pardon the pun, jazz things up in Eskridge.
Oh, definitely. And one of the great things is that Annie Compton and her group and everything, these are young families. These are people who have younger children. And I think some have moved into the area, some have been there, and their vision is to really get that park renovated, and it's a lovely park as it is, but they're really looking at making it even more family-friendly and having it, it's historically been the center of the town and the focus of the town, and they want to return to that. So that's a big point of what they're doing.
And, you know, if I might, I'm going to tell you a little quick thing that's kind of fun. When I grew up, I decided, like a lot of little boys, that I was going to run away from home. And I was about 10, and I packed my suitcase and put it over the handlebar of my bicycle. And I started pedaling the 4.5 miles into Eskridge, and my goal was to stay in the bandstand. I thought, I can run away from home, and I can sleep underneath the bandstand, and nobody will know I'm there. And I made it about halfway up our gravel road, and my suitcase fell apart, and my clothes and my toothbrush fell out on the ground, and I thought, I just can't get this done, and I went back home. But so the bandstand's been part of my life for over 50 years.
Well, we appreciate your time this morning, and we hope we have a lot of folks show up and enjoy all that is going to be happening on July 10th, Saturday, noon until 8 at the Eskridge Park. It's the Eskridge Bandstand Celebration, and it's been a pleasure to talk this morning with Marvin and Ann Hunt. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your interest, and it should be a lot of fun.
And there'll be more information out and posters up, so we hope a lot of folks from Emporia come on out.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Marvin and Ann Hunt talking about the Eskridge Bandstand Celebration Saturday, July 10th.
Chuck. All right, don't forget that, too, we have a Newsmaker 3, which is coming up here in just a second. We'll be chatting with Jeremy Rusco, Jason Santangelo here in just a little bit as we talk about the newly named Hornet Hills Disc Golf Course at Emporia State University. Tomorrow we've got a big day as well during the 8 o'clock hour because we have the Emporia Showcase.